It's Goodwill Wednesday. And our doctor today is Dr. Dee Dee. Good morning, Dr. Dee Dee.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. Okay, preventative measures that parents of newborns should take. Preventative measures. Okay, so what are these preventative measures, Dr. Dee Dee, for newborns?
Well, I think the important thing is to know that newborns are built, when they come into this world, their immune system is immature. So it's really important for parents to do little things that will help to decrease the likelihood that babies can catch stuff.
Like what?
So some of the things that they can that I always recommend parents do is to make sure they have a little basket, and in that basket they can put hand sanitizer, hand wipes, what we call little blankets, receiving blankets. And so that way when visitors come, they can gently remind visitors to wash their hands, keep their hand clean, and then give them something to hold on to the baby so they're not holding the baby directly against their clothes.
Before we came out with hand sanitizers, what did parents do?
Soap and water.
Yes, absolutely. That's the biggest advance in medicine was soap and water.
Wow.
Wash your hands. Wash your hands. When you come in the house, wash your hands. So that's a good gift to give to parents.
Absolutely. One of the midwives that I worked with when I was in residency gave me that gift, and I've passed it on to all of my patients ever since. It's one of the best things that you can do.
Okay. Many alternatives. Breastfeeding. Is breastfeeding important for a newborn?
Breastfeeding is one of the best thing that we can do, and there has been a really amazing movement, especially for African-American women, to encourage us to breastfeed and help us get over some of the social and cultural barriers about breastfeeding. But I think in this particular situation, breastfeeding is important because it allows mom to pass on some of her immune protection to the baby.
Okay, is it rude for moms not to let visitors hold their babies?
No, it's not. I think it's important for moms of newborn to feel empowered to say, you know, I don't feel comfortable with a particular person who may or may not be sick holding a baby. And you can enlist your husband to play good cop, bad cop. Let him be the bad guy and you just be the new mom.
And what about taking the baby out? How soon afterwards? Because a lot of people, there's the discussion about how quickly you take the baby out in public.
One of my fly babies was born just before Thanksgiving.
And that
fly baby went to a Black Friday sale.
Well,
at Best Buy.
Isn't that a bit soon, doctor?
That's a tough one. I generally will
He's
say,
fine.
You know, the first
Ain't
six
nothing
weeks.
Wrong with him, but I'm telling you, he was born on the 22nd, and it was like a Tuesday.
Friday,
she had him at the Best Buy for the Black Friday sale. Had to get one of them TVs.
What is your thought on that, doctor?
I mean, I generally will tell new moms to hold off the first 4 to 6 weeks to go in, to go to public places like malls and so on and so forth. The mom doesn't have to stay indoor with baby the whole time. They can go out, they can go to the park, they can go walking. But places where you have a lot of people and you can't guarantee who's going to be around, you know, you want to hold off a little bit. 4 to 6 weeks would be my recommendation. But most importantly, if you go out, just make sure nobody's touching or breathing over the baby.
And that includes your, if you have some toddlers, too.
Oh, yes, especially the toddlers. They're walking Petri dish, so definitely have them wash their hands.
Okay. I'm just here to say that my fly baby, he's fine. He's 4 years old.
But everybody is not as lucky.
Okay.
You'll be with us for the next hour, Dr. Dee Dee?
Absolutely.
If you have questions about your newborn,
yes.
Dr. Dee Dee will be around to answer your questions at 646-4464. Thank you, Dr. Dee Dee.